Govardhan Leela Part 1 Discussion between Father and Son. Shukadeva Goswami said, while staying in that very place, Vrindavan, with his brother Baladev, Lord Krishna happened to see the cowherd men busily arranging for a sacrifice to Lord Indra. Being the omniscient supersoul, the Supreme Lord Krishna already understood the situation, yet he still humbly inquired from the elders, headed by his father, Nanda Maharaj. My dear father, kindly explain to me what is this great endeavor of yours and what it's all about. What is it meant to accomplish? If this is a ritual sacrifice, then for whose satisfaction is it intended, and by what means is it going to be executed? Please tell me about it, O Father. I have a great desire to know, and I am ready to hear in good faith. Certainly, no secrets are to be kept by saintly persons who see all others as equal to themselves. Such persons have no conception of mine or another's, and they do not consider who is a friend, who is an enemy, or who is neutral. For one who is neutral may be avoided like an enemy, but a friend should be considered like one's own very self. My dear father, when people in this world perform activities, sometimes they understand what they are doing and sometimes they don't. Those who know what they are doing achieve success in their work, whereas ignorant persons do not. Such being the case, this ritualistic endeavor of yours should be clearly explained to me. Tell me, is it a ceremony based on scriptural injunction, or is it simply a custom of ordinary society? Krishna's father replied, my dear son, the great Lord Indra is the controller of the rain. The clouds are his personal representatives, and they directly provide rainwater, which gives happiness and sustenance to all creatures. Not only we, my dear son, but also many other men worship him, because Indra is the Lord and Master of the rain-giving clouds. Thus we offer him grain and other paraphernalia of worship, which is produced through his own discharge in the form of rain. By accepting the remnants of sacrifices performed to Indra, people sustain their lives and accomplish the threefold aims of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Thus, Lord Indra is the agent responsible for the fruitive success of industrial people. This religious principle is based on sound tradition. But anyone who rejects it out of lust or enmity or fear or greed will consequently fail to achieve good fortune.